Hello everyone, welcome to Tender Day, broadcast number 10. This is a short 10-minute physical activity routine which will get you moving and stretching. It's great for your health, including improving your balance and building up your strength. Just take it at your own pace, there's plenty of options. If an exercise feels too much, just take it easy and have a break. All the exercises can be done either stood up or sitting down. So just do whatever feels good for you today. We want you all to do these exercises safely. You're responsible for monitoring how you are feeling throughout the session. If you feel any discomfort or pain, for example, if you feel unwell or dizzy or experience palpitations, then please stop and seek medical advice. By taking part, you agree on our terms and conditions. Please read our terms and conditions at www.tendoday.co.uk. Please remember you agree to take part at your own risk. If remaining seated, at least to begin with, it would be ideal if you can use a hard chair so you can sit upright. This could be a dining chair, preferably without arms, which can get in the way of some exercises. So with your feet flat on the floor, okay. If you are stood up, just step your feet hip width apart. Relax your shoulders and stand up nice and tall. Take a couple of deep breaths. If you're sitting down, place both feet firmly on the floor. Keep your back straight. Relax your shoulders and take a couple of deep breaths. In and out. In and out. So the first exercise is called supporting the sky. Raise both arms together straight up to the ceiling with your palms up, and then turn your palms to face down and push down. And again, so hands up and hands down, and repeat. Remembering to push up with those palms supporting the sky and down. Now keep going. This is a really good exercise just to get those wrists moving and stretches the muscles in your arms and shoulders, which can often get a little tight. It's also a nice gentle warm up. So we should just have a couple more now. So hands up with your palms up, then palms down and hands down. And one more time. Hands up and hands down. The next exercise is called dancing the rainbow. So you want to move your feet a little bit wider than hip width apart with a wide stance. You raise your right arm up with your palm up and push down. Now do the same with your left arm up and down. And keep going, remembering to turn that palm down on the way down. Keep going, alternating your arms. This is a really good exercise for strengthening those shoulders and arms. Keep going, remembering to change those arms and facing that palm up to the ceiling when you press up, and the palm facing down when you press down. So the next one is called kick the ball. If you are standing, I recommend you are near something that you could hold on to for balance. So swing your right leg forward, keeping it as straight as possible, and then swing it back to standing. So swing in your right leg and keep repeating that action. If you are chair-based, straighten out your right leg in front of you, feeling the nice stretch down your leg, and then return your foot to the floor and repeat. So whether you're sitting or standing, you're just swinging your right leg forward and back. Imagine there's a ball in front of you that you want to kick. Do this a couple more times. This is great for mobilizing your hips, stretching your leg, and improving your balance. Now we're going to do exactly the same with the left leg. So swing your leg forward and back, forward and back, keeping that leg nice and straight. You might be starting to feel your heart rate go up a little now, and that's great. It means you are building up your strength. And now a couple more times, we should be feeling really nice and warm now. Next up, the twister. Place your hands on your hips, relaxing those shoulders, and twist your upper body to the right. then twist it back to centre, and then to the other side. So just keep twisting your upper body from left to right, feeling that nice stretch in your side. And now just keep going for a few more times. Good work! Definitely should be feeling warm now. Next up is moving legs. Again, if you're standing, you might want to be near something you can hold on for balance. So raise your right leg out straight, then move it to the side that you feel a nice stretch at the top of your leg. Then move it back to center and back down. Repeat this with the left leg. So lift your leg up, straight out in front, and then move to the side, then back straight and back down. So that's up, to the side, back straight and back down. And again, we do that a couple more times. This is really good for your hip, tummy and thighs. Slow and controlled is more challenging and rewarding. So keep it going. Remember to keep that leg straight. Lift your leg up straight out in front and then move to the side. Then back straight and back down. So up to the side, back straight, back down. Couple more times. Now we have circle the sky. Raise both arms together, straight up and circle them in a small circle twice, using your shoulders to move to, and then push your arms down. And again, raise your arms together straight up, circle them round twice and push down. So you raise your arms up, circle one, two, and push down. Again, this is a really good one for getting your shoulders moving and building up strength. Keep going, really moving them shoulders and arms. We should be all getting a bit warm now. If you want to make it a little harder, move your shoulders in an even bigger circle. So that just a couple more here, lifting the arms up, circling twice and pushing down. Just one more. Good. Next is going low. These exercises are slightly different if you are sitting or standing. So if you are standing, place your feet hip width apart. Bend your knees and try to keep your back straight. And then straighten up your legs again. Keep those feet facing forward and try not to let your knees move in front of your toes. So you're just moving up and down by bending your legs. A little bit like a mini squat. If you're sitting, just straighten out your right leg in front of you, feeling that nice stretch down your leg. Then return your foot to the floor and repeat on the other side. Whichever variation you're doing, you're working your legs. If you're standing, you're also working your bottom. Okay, so keep going, always remembering to keep your back straight. So for those standing, bending knees down and then up, and sitting, raising alternate legs. If you're standing, can you make it a bit more challenging by going down slowly and holding at the bottom briefly? Just a few more. Next is butterfly wings. So this is a nice exercise when you're rolling your shoulders back. Bend your arms so that both hands are at chest height and then use your arms to move your shoulders back in nice large circles, using both arms at the same time. If this is a bit challenging, you can do one arm at a time. So keep moving, circling both arms from the back. This is great for the shoulders and upper back. Keep moving. They can be quite energetic ones. Make the circle as wide as you can. Keep going, just a couple more now. Now we have charging the fists. Whether you're standing or sitting, place your feet hip distance apart in a strong stance. Clench your fists, holding them at chest height. Then punch out with your right hand and pull back, and repeat the punch with your left. Keep going. Punching with alternative hands, it's a great stress buster this. Really think about how those muscles are responding here. Make the punches slow and controlled. Just a couple more now. Good job. Now we really should all be feeling warm. If you're a little out of breath, that's a good thing. It means you've been working. If you're not a little out of breath, can you work a little harder next time? Anyway, nearly finished. We'll just finish off with a nice stretch and a cool down. So we're now going to start with a hamstring stretch. So step forward with your right foot, placing your foot in front of you with your foot flat on the floor. Then bend your left leg and put your hands on your hips and just lean forward gently. Whether you're sitting or standing, you should feel a nice stretch down the back of your leg. Hold for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Then return a stood up position and swap your legs. So this time step forward with your left foot, placing your foot out in front of you with your foot flat on the floor. Then bend your right leg and just lean forward gently. Again, feeling the nice long stretch. Hold 4, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the final stretch, hugging a tree. Just hold your arms out in front of you like you were hugging a tree directly in front of you. And your arms, they form a nice circle in front of you, and then cup your hands, putting one hand in front of the other. And push your hands together, feeling that nice stretch across your shoulders and arms. Hold for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now sit up or stand up and return to that nice relaxed posture we had at the beginning. Brilliant. So that was all the exercises. We hope you enjoyed them. Just to finish off, shake it out. So just shake those arms and hands and legs and feet. Great work, everyone. Doing 10 today, just 3 times a week, can have great health benefits. It's fun and you'll simply feel better. So do keep going. If you'd like to watch any of those exercises, you can also watch videos of the broadcasts on our website, 10today.co.uk. 10 Today is a big lottery and Sport England funded project. Thanks for listening, Dave.